Hello, and welcome to the LifeWorks podcast, where we share lessons learned from the trenches of life and business to help you achieve more, live more, and be more. I am your host, Mark Boutros. Joining me for this timely and very important interview is longtime friend and colleague, Walter Powell, a security guru and former 20-year police officer. He grew up in the first generation following the civil rights era and spent 20 years of his career as a police officer. In this day and age where the world is desperate for context, common sense, and critical thinking, he offers a unique and highly intelligent perspective on race, police, the future, and what people can do as individuals to become more awake, aware, and enlightened of social issues. In this excerpt, Walter covers why he became a police officer.
You know, growing up in Alexandria, and I tell you, Mark, I'm gonna go back to part of what got me into it. Yeah. You know, I had a bad experience with the police that truly changed my life.
Yeah.
And I remember saying as a 14-year-old, I'm gonna take your job, officer. And I'm going to show you how to deal with 14-year-old black kids in the neighborhood.
Wow!
And I can remember the whole story. As my mind sits here and I run through the scenario, I have to tell the story. If time permits, I have to tell the story. So I was in Alexandria at an area where we hung out. It was a skating rink.
Yeah.
And I'm 14, right? And police are up and down the street. So I learned later on that's the same thing I did, you know, in 2000, up and down the same street where people were.
Yeah.
And I was approached by a police officer who said, "Hey, there was a robbery in Old Town, and you look just like the guy that I'm looking for." Mm. Now, 14 years old, no parent call, no
nothing. Yeah.
The police officer stands there and he says to me, he empties my pockets. I'll never forget, I had $78 in my pocket from a paycheck because I was washing dishes in Old Town.
Okay? Wow.
I knew I was a good kid. I knew that if you got the wrong person. And this officer said to me, "If you don't tell me that you did this, if you don't admit to it, I'm going to put you in the back seat with my dog." Mm. This dog was roaring. He was ready. This dog was hungry. And I was looking like a good piece of meat. And every time I'd say, "Wasn't me," he would grab that door handle. And I thought, "Oh my goodness, I got this. The dog's going to eat me. You know, I want my mom. I want my dad. I need some help. And if you don't tell me you did it." And I know for a minute, my mind was thinking, "Okay, so what happens if I tell you I did it? You won't put me in the car with the dog." But I knew that wasn't the right thing to do. And then another police car pulled up. Mm. He made me stand up against the wall. I could see the woman looking out the back seat of the police car and looks at me and says, "That's not him." Mm. That's when I left Alexandria and moved to Manassas.
Wow.
That was pretty much my last night, you know, hanging out in the inner city. So,
wow.
Sorry to go back to that story, but that was the beginning. That was the beginning. So all of my policing time, you talk about gravitating toward, you know, black people was, we did the same thing that the officer did to me, pretty much. You go to the areas where there are people, where there's a need for supervising communities.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating. Or sign up for my free updates at my website, markabotros.com, and you'll never miss a post. If this was really helpful to you, the highest compliment you can pay is to share it with someone else. Or feel free to connect with me on social media. I would love to hear from you.